Hi everyone, and welcome back to my creative universe. I'm excited to share this next journey with you and travel into your creativity. Take a moment and take a deep breath into your heart space. And let it surrender to here and now. Give yourself permission to arrive here with an open heart and an open mind. If any feelings come up, as always, let them just be there. If you feel like having a journal ready, place it nearby. And then go ahead and find a comfortable position. You can be sitting down with your back supported, or laying down on the floor or on the couch. Feel gravity taking over your body. And we'll do a little body scan again, starting with your feet and your ankles, your calves and your knees, your hips, and let it all melt into the floor. Take an inhale into your belly, chest, and let it all go. Notice your shoulders, your arms. If you're carrying any tension, just take a breath into it and ask it to gently surrender. Going up the back of your neck to the top of your head, down to your forehead and your third eye. And release. Lastly, make sure that your jaw is relaxed. And with one big inhale and an exhale, let your body just go. And as you're sitting here, laying here, your mind is taking you to a big meadow or a field. And as you're strolling through the grass, you're noticing a big, beautiful, luscious forest in front of you. See the green vibrating. And you're making your way towards those beautiful trees. And you're walking along a path, moving deeper into the forest, hearing the leaves underneath your feet, and maybe the trees moving in the wind, and the cool air surrounding your body. trees are getting closer. The forest is getting more dense. And you're noticing that there's a little creature running from you. So you start to follow this little creature. And it's moving pretty fast, hiding behind a tree. But eventually you catch up. You see a little child standing in front of you. And that little child is you. And it looks up at you. And it's in awe of this beautiful person that's standing in front of it. And little you decides to take your hand, and it leads you further into the forest until you arrive at a big clearing where there's grass and very comfortable moss on the floor. And the two of you sit down together. You just looks at you and asks, "What is your life like right now? What do you want to share with little you?" And little you starts talking to you about their dreams and their hopes and their imagination. And then you begin to share if any of those hopes and dreams have come true. Is there something that you're doing that the little you couldn't even imagine and would be so proud of? What do you feel like sharing? And what does little you get excited about? Is there something that you have forgotten at this older age that little you is still dreaming about? Give yourself time to have a conversation. And eventually, little you gives you a big hug. Says it's so excited, the future. And it's so proud of you. And as the two of you start to move back out of the forest, you slowly start to part ways. But before you lose sight, little you says one more thing to you and says, "Please don't forget this." And as you're walking out of the forest back into the field and the meadow, You're remembering that conversation. What is it that inspires you to do? And then gently come back to the present moment. Notice your body on the floor or on your chair. Maybe wiggle your toes and your fingers. And whenever you're ready and feel inspired to write something in your journal, see what your imagination has just offered you. Where does this want to take you? What do you want to do with all this information? Let it be messy. Let it be creative. And simply let it be yours. As always, if you feel inspired to share any of this with me, feel free to do so. Otherwise, let your heart lead the way. And I will see you on the next journey.